During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
The first apartment never felt haunted in the beginning. That was something Kara tried to remind herself of later, after everything that happened, because fear had a way of rewriting memories. It would have been easy to pretend she sensed something wrong the first day she carried boxes inside, but the truth was far less dramatic. At first, the apartment was just old. The building sat above a row of struggling storefronts on a narrow downtown street where traffic never fully stopped, even after midnight. Pipes knocked inside the walls whenever tenants upstairs used hot water. The windows rattled when trucks passed outside, and the floors creaked enough that footsteps could seem to come from almost anywhere. Kara moved in with her friend Megan when she was 22 years old and trying hard to feel like her life was finally beginning. Rent was cheap, both of them worked inconsistent hours, and neither cared much that the apartment looked worn down as long as they could afford it. The footsteps started first. Kara heard them one afternoon while folding laundry in the bedroom. Slow movement crossed the living room, paused near the kitchen, then continued toward the hallway. She assumed Megan had come home early from work until she stepped out and found the apartment empty. The front door was still locked. She blamed the neighbors. A week later, Megan heard the same thing while showering alone. After that, strange sounds became part of the apartment in the way odd things sometimes become part of older buildings. Cabinet doors occasionally stood open when neither of them remembered touching them. Once, Kara woke in the middle of the night, convinced someone had been standing beside her bed moments earlier, though the room itself remained empty. None of it felt serious enough to fear. Then Ashley came over. Ashley was one of Megan's oldest friends and the kind of person who usually laughed at paranormal stories before anyone else could. One Friday night, she came to the apartment with a couple of guys they had been seeing, and for most of the evening, everything felt normal. Music played too loudly from the living room while everyone crowded into the kitchen talking over one another. At some point, Ashley walked down the hallway toward the bedroom to grab her purse, and a few seconds later, the bedroom door slammed hard enough to shake the wall. Then Ashley screamed. The sound silenced the entire apartment instantly. By the time everyone reached the room, Ashley stood pressed against the far wall, staring toward the closet, with both hands covering her mouth. The closet door hung slightly open. Nothing else looked disturbed. Ashley kept insisting something moved toward her from inside the room, though afterward she struggled to explain exactly what she meant. Not a person. Not an animal. More like part of the darkness itself had suddenly shifted. Nobody knew what to say to that. The atmosphere inside the apartment changed after that night. The strange sounds no longer felt amusing or easy to dismiss. Even Megan stopped joking about them. The apartment itself seemed heavier somehow, as though acknowledging the activity had made it more noticeable. Looking back, that was the first mistake, paying attention. A few nights later, Megan decided they should try communicating with whatever might be there. Kara thought the idea sounded ridiculous, but she went along with it anyway because she was young enough to mistake nervous curiosity for bravery. An empty glass bottle sat on its side near the dining room table while the three women gathered around it. Megan asked first for whatever was in the apartment to move the bottle. Nothing happened. Ashley tried next. Still nothing. The apartment remained silent except for traffic passing outside below the windows. Kara almost refused when the other two looked toward her expectantly. She already regretted sitting there and wanted the entire thing over with. But she felt foolish being the only one too uncomfortable to participate, so eventually she asked too. Her voice barely rose above a whisper. For several seconds, nothing happened. Then the bottle moved. Not dramatically. It did not fly across the room or spin in circles. It simply rocked once on its side, slowly and deliberately, before settling still again. The movement was small enough that none of them reacted immediately. That was what made it frightening. There had been no loud crash or theatrical moment to break the tension. Just a subtle movement, impossible to fully explain away once all three of them realized they saw the exact same thing. Something had answered, and it had answered her. Nobody wanted to continue after that. Ashley left not long afterward, visibly unsettled, and Megan spent the rest of the night pretending the whole thing probably had some reasonable explanation. Neither of them understood in the moment. Kara tried agreeing with her, but the apartment no longer felt merely strange. It felt aware. That night, Kara lay awake, listening to Megan move quietly around the living room while traffic hummed outside below the apartment windows. Eventually, the noises stopped and the building settled into silence. Then she heard the bottle roll slowly across the kitchen floor. The sound moved from one side of the room to the other before ending with a soft tap against the wall. Kara stayed completely still beneath the blankets. She did not get up to look. Because somewhere deep down, she already understood something she would spend years trying not to think about. Whatever had been inside that apartment now knew she could hear it. After the bottle moved, the apartment stopped feeling passive. That was the only way Kara could explain it later. Before that night, the strange activity had seemed random and disconnected, like noises from an old building people slowly talked themselves into fearing. But afterward, the disturbances began feeling intentional, focused, less like something haunting the apartment and more like something inside it had finally noticed her specifically. For the first few days, Kara tried convincing herself the bottle incident had been exaggerated in the moment. Three nervous people sitting in silence could easily misinterpret a tiny movement. Logic still existed. Rational explanations still existed. But every time she started settling back into normal life, something happened that pulled the fear back to the surface again. The footsteps became more frequent. Kara heard them late at night crossing slowly through the apartment while Megan slept. Sometimes they stopped directly outside her bedroom door and remained there long enough that she could feel herself holding her breath beneath the blankets, waiting for the sound to continue. Other nights she woke with the overwhelming sensation that someone was standing in the corner of her room watching her sleep. She never saw anything clearly. That became one of the worst parts of it. Everything remained partial, fleeting. The kind of experiences that sounded irrational the second she tried putting them into words. Once, while half asleep, she thought she saw movement near the ceiling above her dresser, shapes darting quickly through the darkness like figures running just beyond the edge of visibility. Another time, she glimpsed what looked like a face reflected faintly in the bedroom window before it disappeared when she sat upright. The apartment never gave her enough to fully prove anything, only enough to keep her afraid. Megan noticed the change in Kara before Kara admitted it to herself. Sleep became difficult, work became exhausting. Kara started leaving lights on constantly and avoided being home alone whenever possible. The apartment itself began affecting her mood in ways she struggled to explain. The moment she climbed the stairs from the street outside and unlocked the front door, tension settled into her chest automatically. She no longer felt alone there. The strangest part was how normal Megan still seemed by comparison. Megan heard things too. Occasionally she mentioned footsteps or shadows near the hallway. But whatever existed inside the apartment no longer seemed interested in getting her attention the way it wanted Kara's. That realization frightened Kara more than the activity itself. One night, the two of them came home late after spending several hours with friends across town. As they walked toward the building entrance, Megan suddenly stopped on the sidewalk and looked up toward the apartment windows. At first, she said nothing. Then she quietly asked whether Kara had left the bedroom light on. Kara looked up. Someone appeared to be standing near the bedroom window. Not clearly enough to identify details, but enough to make out the shape of a face partially visible through the blinds. The apartment was supposed to be empty. The figure vanished almost immediately after they noticed it. Both women stood frozen on the sidewalk for several long seconds before finally convincing themselves it had probably been shadows from passing headlights or reflections against the glass. But even after they entered the apartment and checked every room, Kara could still feel the image lingering in her mind. After that, she stopped sleeping normally altogether. She began staying awake with the television running until exhaustion eventually forced her to drift off sometime near dawn. Whenever she did sleep deeply, the dreams became intense and disorienting. Most involved the apartment itself, though distorted somehow. Hallways stretched longer than they should have. Bedroom doors opened into unfamiliar rooms. Sometimes she dreamed of someone standing just behind her, while she walked through the apartment, unable to turn around fully enough to see them. Always close, always watching. The fear slowly started changing her behavior outside the apartment, too. Kara became hyper-aware of silence. Mirrors unsettled her. Reflections in dark windows made her stomach tighten unexpectedly. She developed the habit of checking rooms quickly whenever she entered them, as though part of her expected to find someone already standing there waiting. The worst moments happened during the brief space between waking and sleeping. Several times, Kara jerked awake in the middle of the night, unable to move for a few terrifying seconds, while shadowy movement flickered around the room. Figures seemed to dart near the walls and ceiling before disappearing completely the moment she fully woke. She later tried explaining the experiences away as exhaustion or sleep paralysis, but at the time, they felt horrifyingly real. And always, underneath the fear, remained the same awful certainty. It knew she noticed it. That thought consumed her more than anything physical ever did. The apartment itself no longer seemed important after a while. What frightened Kara was the growing feeling that whatever answered her that night had attached itself not to the building but to her attention. The more afraid she became, the more active it seemed. The more she thought about it, the more she noticed things. That realization followed her, even after she finally moved out. Leaving the apartment should have ended everything. Instead, the activity changed. The new house belonged to one of Megan's relatives on the edge of town, older and far quieter than the apartment downtown. For the first week, Kara felt genuine relief waking up somewhere without creaking hallways and thin walls filled with unfamiliar noises. Then the knocking started. It happened late one night while rain tapped softly against the windows outside her bedroom. Three slow knocks sounded against the glass near the headboard. Kara froze instantly. A second set followed several minutes later from the opposite side of the room. She forced herself to look outside eventually, but the yard remained empty except for rain moving through the trees. The knocking continued off and on for weeks, never constant, never aggressive, just enough to make sleep difficult again. Sometimes it happened at windows, other times from inside walls, once from directly outside the bathroom door while she showered. And somehow those moments frightened her more than anything inside the apartment had, because now there was no place left to blame. Kara became deeply religious during that period without fully meaning to. She slept with prayers playing quietly beside the bed and kept lamps lit throughout the night. Whenever the fear became overwhelming, she spoke aloud into empty rooms, telling whatever followed her to leave. Sometimes the atmosphere lightened afterward, and sometimes it didn't. But slowly, over time, she noticed something important. The less attention she gave it, the weaker it seemed to become, and not gone. That realization took years for Kara to fully understand, but eventually she began recognizing the pattern. Fear strengthened the feeling of being watched. Obsession made every room feel occupied. The more energy she spent searching for signs, the more signs she seemed to find. So eventually she stopped looking. But enough that life slowly began feeling normal again, at least for a while. Life eventually settled into something manageable again. Not immediately, and not all at once, but slowly enough that Kara almost didn't notice the fear loosening its grip on her. The knocking at the windows became less frequent. The feeling of being watched stopped following her into every room she entered. Nights grew quieter, months passed without strange incidents, then longer stretches after that. She never fully stopped being aware of it, but awareness became different from fear. That distinction mattered more than anything. In the beginning, Kara treated every unexplained sound like confirmation that something terrible had attached itself to her. Every creak in the walls, every strange dream, every flicker of movement in her peripheral vision became proof that whatever answered her in the apartment was still nearby. The obsession fed itself until she no longer trusted her own thoughts. Eventually, exhaustion forced her to change. She stopped searching dark rooms before entering them. She stopped replaying every strange experience in her head looking for meaning. Most importantly, she stopped talking to whatever she thought might be there. No more challenges whispered into empty rooms. No more demanding signs. No more waiting for responses. The less attention she gave it, the quieter her life became. Years passed after that. Kara married, moved again, changed jobs twice, and slowly became the kind of person who looked stable from the outside. Most people who met her would never have guessed how deeply fear once rooted itself into her life. Even Megan eventually stopped bringing up the apartment altogether. Whenever the subject surfaced, years later, between old friends, the conversation usually turned awkward before quickly drifting towards something safer. Nobody really wanted to examine that period too closely, because the hardest part to explain was not the fear itself. It was how intelligent the whole experience had seemed. Even years later, she could not shake the feeling that something inside that apartment recognized the exact moment she acknowledged it. The bottle moving had not felt random to her afterward. It felt responsive, like opening a door she never realized was there. That thought stayed with her far longer than the actual haunting. Over time, Kara became careful about certain things. She avoided ghost hunting shows and refused invitations to abandoned buildings during Halloween season. Whenever conversations drifted toward Ouija boards, seances, or provoking spirits for entertainment, she usually found an excuse to leave the room. Not because she thought every paranormal story was true, but because she no longer believed attention was harmless. That understanding deepened years later after her Aunt Diane died unexpectedly. Diane had been one of the calmest people in Kara's life growing up, the kind of relative who made holidays feel safe simply by being present. When cancer took her quickly, Kara struggled with the loss harder than she expected. The funeral blurred together into flowers, distant relatives, and the strange emotional numbness that sometimes follows grief too large to process immediately. A few weeks later, Kara woke before sunrise while staying overnight at her husband's grandmother's house. The room was cold enough that she could see faint condensation against the windows, and for several moments, she simply lay there staring into darkness, trying to understand why she suddenly felt so emotional. Tears came without warning, heavy and immediate, before she even understood what she was crying about. Then, just as suddenly, calm settled over her. Not fear, not tension, peace. The feeling moved through the room so gently that Kara later struggled finding language for it. There was no figure standing in the corner, no voice speaking aloud, no dramatic moment she could point toward as proof of anything supernatural. Only certainty. For the first time in years, she felt the unmistakable presence of something unseen that did not frighten her at all. The experience lasted maybe 30 seconds before fading completely. But afterward, Kara sat awake in the darkness, realizing something important she wished she had understood much earlier in life. Not every presence feels the same. That sounds obvious now, but for years she lumped every unexplained experience together beneath the same fear. Shadows, grief, intuition, strange dreams, feelings of being watched, all of it became tangled together inside her mind until she stopped trusting herself altogether. But whatever she experienced after her aunt's death felt entirely different from the thing in the apartment. The apartment had felt invasive, hungry, aware of fear. This felt gentle, comforting, human. That realization changed the way Kara thought about the entire experience afterward. She no longer believed everything unseen was automatically evil, but she also stopped believing curiosity was harmless. Looking back, she became convinced the worst mistake they made in that apartment was treating whatever existed there like entertainment. Three bored young women sitting around a bottle asking empty darkness to answer them, and something did. Even now, more than 15 years later, Kara still catches herself thinking about that night sometimes, not constantly, not obsessively, usually only during quiet moments when conversation drifts toward paranormal experiences and somebody laughs the way she used to laugh before any of it happened to her. She still remembers the exact sound of the bottle shifting against the floor. Not dramatic and not violent, just deliberate enough to change her life afterward. What unsettles her most today is not the possibility that something followed her home from that apartment. It's the realization that whatever existed there may have been trying to establish contact long before any of them noticed it. The footsteps, the bedroom, the feeling of someone standing nearby, all of it may have been attempts to get attention. And the second Kara responded directly, the activity changed. That thought still makes her uneasy. Not because she lives in fear anymore. She doesn't. Her life is normal now. Peaceful, mostly. The years have softened the sharp edges of what happened, and time eventually placed enough distance between her and that apartment that she can speak about it without feeling physically ill the way she once did. Still, certain habits never fully disappeared. She dislikes uncovered mirrors at night. She rarely sleeps with bedroom doors open. And whenever she enters a room that feels unusually heavy or silent, she leaves without waiting long enough to figure out why. Most people would probably call that paranoia. Kara doesn't argue with them, but every once in a while, usually very late at night when the house is quiet and everyone else is asleep, she remembers lying awake in that apartment listening to the bottle roll slowly across the kitchen floor after everyone had gone to bed. And even now, after all these years, one detail still unsettles her. More than anything else, it only moved after she answered back.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.